This tape recording is the sole copyright of its assistant and must not be reproduced in any form or played in public without the written permission of Mr. Lucas.
This seance was recorded on the 30th of April, 1970, medium Lesnar Flint.
Hello, Mickey dear.
I cannot talk.
Well, I'm sorry, Mickey. It filled in the gap while we're waiting.
Did he try and get your service?
And how are you? I don't know him.
He's very well, my lord, thank you.
Good. He's carrying on the good work.
He's doing our best.
I have been in your circle several times, you know.
Good. Yeah.
I'm very interested in your little family.
The Hilton
family?
Well, it is like a little family, ain't it? Every circle was like a little family of goodwill and good fellowship. It would be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's why circles bust up, don't you? Because people fall out and don't hit it off and don't start to well, that's human. But at the same time, you've got to think of yourself, ain't you, in the common good, as it was, you know? And that's why I think you've got to be like a happy little family. And I think your circle is going to make marvellous progress because you've got that lovely, happy family atmosphere.
Well, the enemy's trying to have it back there. You feel it, aren't
you? And you've got some nice people and everything's just got a power.
Good. Good.
Oh, well, I suppose I have to find and see who's coming to talk to you, don't I?
Yes.
I listened to the conversation, you know, between you and the boy.
Yes, sir.
Very interesting, you know, in everything that transpired with you, huh? Because it is to me a great, interest, great for me to be able to speak beautifully. What is the matter with you? You haven't got a cold, huh?
Well, I don't know. I hope not, no.
You have to take the great care of yourself, huh?
Well, I try it.
You know, these mediums are very peculiar people.
Well, I have nothing to keep having a cold.
Well, don't get cross with me.
Huh? I'm not getting cross with you.
Temperamenta.
Temperamental.
You know, these mediums are like artists, you know, musicians, everything, always temperamental. Uno up in the air. You know, you are. No, what do you think? Go away, I'm talking to someone, please.
I want to talk to.
No, please, if you don't mind, madam. Right. The trouble, you try to come and talk with people, and there's always this pushing and this business. Please, wait your time,
don't you?
Go away, please. A moment, madam. Do not mind my friend. Do you laugh at
it? I wasn't laughing, I was listening to.
Please, will you tell us your name? printing shop.
Is that what he said? I see.
Who will not accept and will not understand, who will stand, as you say, on the sidewalk and watch everything go by.
Yes.
But when it comes to the point of saying anything definite, they will not admit themselves.
Yes.
Never mind.
Thank you.
They will be good observers, but they will not make any comment.
Yes.
They will say yes, this, and that. They will not say definitely. I have been here many years. There are quite a number of my friends here, people that I have known, people that I have admired, people for their artistic and creative ability, writers, artists, musicians, people that I knew personally, and some of them, of course, that I did not know, but I have known since I've been here. My name probably will convey little or nothing to you. My name is Juma.
Juma? Oh, your own name.
You know, when I was on your side, I write and have many things that I wish to convey in my books. Sometimes I could not get down fast enough. But you know, I know now that in many instances, I was inspired. There were souls on this side who had been dead, as you say, for centuries, some of them, who would impress me. I used to sometimes have the ability to ride at great length and speed, and sometimes it would not come. I could not get anything. I realize now that all great souls, you know, not that I consider myself a great soul, but what I mean by this is that if you have this something in yourself of the spirit, it is possible for souls on this side, highly advanced souls, to use you in the sense of an instrument. And I realized I was an instrument. This is something which is not easy to explain, but you know, each one of you have the power in yourselves to be used by the spirit, and in different ways the spirit moves. To some it is in the music, in the composition, others it is by the pen and the writing of the thoughts that are impregnated, you know, into them by the souls. And many of the stories, many of the incidents, many of the people that one is impressed right about. One thinks when you're on your side they are fictitious caricatures, but not necessarily so. Sometimes they are invested in truth, they are invested in the life of souls over here and experience many of the things that the author puts into the book, but which are not himself as oftentimes he thinks, but are facts rather than fiction. You know, it is great joy for me to be able to come here with my friends. We were a very wonderful, happy people.
Yes.
We have our quarrels and our differences. Sometimes we would not speak for weeks to each other, but we always have in our heart great affection one for the other.
Yes.
And always after the quarrel, there was great happiness. We rejoice and we, pat on the back and we drink and we are very happy.
Yes.
When I was on your side, was so different. Of course, times will change, people will change, everything changes with time, experience. But I cannot tell you how marvelous it is to know that this is possible, to come here with my friends, some of them, to speak to you, madame.
Wonderful,
madame.
We love your book.
Which one?
All of them.
Ah, thank you very much. It was a great fact in the Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes.
Other people don't know, but it is so.
Yes. Queen's
nephew. Ah, I've learned the truth of that.
Really?
Before my uncle, she was a victim of other people's. So much that one cannot speak of her, but she was a very foolish woman. She was the man, and very stupid, perhaps, but in her heart she meant well, she was good. But she had many people around her that were not good. But there is much to be said for all the people of that period, good and bad.
Yes. Do you have any of
your family? Oh, I have met, of course, he. But they continue to delight
your artistry.
Yeah, this is one of the great things, you know, that people don't realize or you say that art is the only thing that really, in a sense, lives as a living reality. And, you know, people in the world, they have their lives, many of them in a sense are very dull, how you say, very uninteresting and make little or no contribution. There are great souls who have this wonderful power to create, whether it is to sing like Virgil, or whether it is to compose like Chopin, or all the various arts. These are the things that have the spirit. These are everlasting. These are things which cannot die. Nothing can kill the spirit. The things of the material, of the body, physical things of the flesh, they change, they go, they cease to be intact. But the things of the mind and the spirit, the reality of the spirit, the creative power which every true artist has, this lives. This is the great joy, the real beauty. The great principles in your world, apart from the music and the creative power of painting or writing, whatever, maybe you take the architecture, the glorious facade, the buildings, and all the things that give great joy and happiness and delight for the eye, you know, which must pass away with time on your side. Here they are created again, but more beautiful still. You see, these things which come from the spirit, these things which man create by mind, by spirit, these things are the reality that live. And all that is good exists, and all that is not good gradually pass away in the changes and the place within man, in himself, in his soul. These things which are truly artistic, these things which are truly of the mind and of the spirit, these are the things, the realities, the living realities, which nothing can destroy. Man may create in a material way, and it will pass away materially, but if it has a basis of truth, if it has the power of the spirit, if it has the beauty and the loveliness of the things that are eternal, then we rejoice because it continues. Nothing is lost that is good. Nothing is lost that is beautiful. Nothing is lost that is truly of the spirit and of the mind and its highest end that is state of being. This is wonderful. You know, here around you don't see them, but there are souls, many, many souls. Some of them you have known, you have touched their lives, perhaps only on the fringe, but nevertheless, they are around here. They are grateful for the opportunity to be able to come and to manifest, to speak if possible, and to give commission where they can to the people of earth who dwell in the darkness of material thought, that the reality of the spirit is a living thing which nothing can destroy, and all that is good in man will rise to the power of the Holy Spirit and be manifest in a greater sense, in a greater way, in a greater form, eternally. And all men shall rejoice in these things which are truly eternal, and nothing can pass away that is of God. If only we could explain these things, that words. These are things which I used to play with, like the children play with the toys and build the castles. But now, words do not convey. How can they convey the reality of the spirit which is ever living, in which we exist and have our being? But you, my friends, you have seen a glimmer of light in the darkness of your world. And we will help you that that glimmer shall become a flame and a torch that you will carry in the darkness of your world, and others shall see and follow and know the reality of truth. Oh, it is great joy for me. And you know, your friends that you have for so long have been associated with you, you know, the people that you have met in your earthly existence, people that you had this strong affection for, people who gave you such beauty and such realization of truth, these souls have brought us to you, that we might in some measure be able to help not only you, but through the agency of this mighty machine, able to reach many people, to speak to many people, to give them the realization and the truth and the knowledge and the loveliness and the beauty of the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, so much we have to do with you, my friends. You are very brave. But the new sky perhaps is not soon, anyway. I hope I can come again and be many of my friends for you. Because many of my friends wish to go. Oh, here today there are so many people. I wish it were possible for you to understand. I know you do understand. But I wish it were possible for you to see.
Yes.
But carry on your good work. And know that in that little group, as you call it, this little family, as our little friend has said for you, there is so much joy, there is so much happiness, there is so much promise, there is so much strength and power and love and brotherhood. And the power of the Holy Spirit shall manifest itself to such an extent that you will have such cause to rejoice, and in that rejoicing find the way to serve even more fully. It is good for us to communicate with you. My dear friends, it is great happiness of my heart that I speak for you, with you. But all here who cannot now speak, I wish me to go there to you, thy love and thy blessing, and wish you the power of the Spirit always, as I know it will be around you, to uplift you, to guide you, and to give you that inspiration which makes all things possible. The path is there. You will be shown the way. You have already been shown the way, but there is much more yet to tread and much more to see. And you will not stand by the wayside, but you will walk the path of illumination. It is great happiness for me. Au revoir, and God bless you. Au revoir. Baba Sol.
I have to go. I'm afraid the power's gone. Someone couldn't make it, but anyway, he was good. He was quite good, wasn't he? He's quite a character, I tell you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, I say, he's one of those bonhomie sorts, isn't he? French like, you know. Bye-bye.
One of those what? Bonhomie?